Welcome to the Oklahoma Living and Real Estate Show. Your source for awesome things to do and see in the great state of Oklahoma, along with helpful real estate news, tips, and information. Now, let's join our host, realtor and wannabe cowboy, Tim Dumas.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me for the Oklahoma Living and Real Estate Show. I am your host, Tim Dumas. I'm a realtor with Bricks and Branches Realty here in the Oklahoma City area. Today, we're going to talk about some things you might want to do this weekend. We're going to talk about some real estate news. But before we get to that, I want to share an interview I had with Kate Prieta. Now, Kate is a mom, an Air Force veteran, and co-owns Familia Mechanical Heating and Air Conditioning with her husband. Now, they offer, of course, heat and air services, but they offer other services too. And I asked Kate to come on the show to share all about it. So let's go to that interview with Kate right now. And now I'd like to welcome my special guest today, Kate Prieta. Kate has a lot of services that her company offers. So I asked her to come on the show and talk about herself, talk about the services. So, Kate, welcome to today's show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, if you would go ahead and start telling everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yes, my name is Kate Prieto. I co-own Familia Mechanical Heating and Air Conditioning with my husband, Johnny. We started this business a while back after I got out of the military. And we do heating and air services and also duct cleaning. We service both residential and commercial. We service everyone, but we do a lot of work, particularly in the veteran communities and the Spanish-speaking communities.
Well, of course, thank you for your service. And, of course, there is a great need for multilingual people who can service the community. One of the things that impressed me when I heard you talk is, and actually give a presentation about your company, is that you're able to do things while you're there instead of having to call in somebody else.
When I had given my presentation, I had talked about a couple different services that we offer, but one of them is that if someone is buying or selling a home and they're worried about the HVAC system, they can call us in and we can do a complete point A to point B inspection. And one of the perks about it is if something does come up, if we find, you know, a little leak in your duct work or you know, we can tell that your capacitor is about to go, something like that, then we can fix it on the spot. We could call you, we could give you a quote and fix it on the spot rather than having to find a company to come out and schedule an appointment and do the diagnostic and everything all over again. We're already there. We've already done the diagnostic and we can just take care of it for you.
Okay. And you also have maintenance packages that you offer. Is that correct?
Yes. It is tune-up season because it is the spring, the warm weather is coming around. So every year you're supposed to get your air conditioner tuned up in the spring. And then in the fall, you get your furnace or your air handler tuned up in the fall. So we have those running right now. We can come out and it's kind of, there's a lot of different benefits to it. Of course, it just keeps it running optimally, extends the life of your system, makes it last a little bit longer. So you can push off having to replace it if you take good care of it, of course. But if there's something that looks like it's about to go out, we can catch it ahead of time rather than you finding out on the hottest day of the summer. Mm-hmm. And if we miss it for whatever reason, if it looked good and we had it off, but you know, a month later, your capacitor goes anyways, you don't have to pay that service call fee for us to come back out and fix it. Just the parts and materials parts, materials and labor.
Okay. And I want to ask you about the duct cleaning because that's something people often don't think about. How often should a person have the duct cleaning?
We recommend every 3 to 5 years. It really depends on what your home life is like. If you have a lot of pets, then you might need it a little bit more frequently. Or if you do a lot of cooking, maybe if you've had some remodels or some renovations done and there's been that construction dust that gets around, it could be lingering in your ducts. And then if you have people in your home that are extra sensitive with their allergies, it's another good idea to get that done maybe a little bit more frequently than other people would have to. But if you are really good about keeping up on your vacuuming, if you don't have very many pets, if you have a respicare system, like we offer a service where we install an air purifying system, and it really reduces how often you have to get your ducts cleaned. So if you have one of them installed, you don't need it done quite as often.
Now, would you tell a little bit more about what the RespiCare system does? Because honestly, I had never heard of it until I heard you talk about it.
Well, it's a little device that we go and we install next to your blower motor. So as the air is circulating through your HVAC system, it has ionic technology that sanitizes the air as it goes through. And it really cuts out bacteria and allergens and any illnesses that could be going through. And it helps kill the bacteria that could end up lingering in your ducts and being pushed through your home. And then the way that it works is the air that's coming out of your ducts actually comes and settles on the surfaces through your home. And it helps purify that as well. So it's a really great for people who have allergy issues, or maybe people who, if you have pets or kids and there's some extra odors in the home that you're feeling worried about, this can help with the odors a lot.
Okay. And I also want to ask you, because you do so much, but I want to ask you about the home inspections, because the HVAC is a big ticket item. And so you offer to do that. You provide that service, I should say, for people that are considering purchasing a home, correct?
Yes, sir. So I touched on that a little bit. It's not just great for people who are purchasing the home, because if you find a house that you like, but the HVAC system's looking pretty old and you really just want to know how, in what condition is it in, how soon should you expect to have it replaced? Or God forbid, there's situations where it does need to be replaced, but it hasn't been brought to light yet. And we can come in and give you a full assessment, a professional opinion on anything that could be wrong with it, anything that needs to be fixed. So you can use that in your negotiation, or you can ask the homeowners to fix up the little things, or at least you'll have a heads up of what you're getting into. And then on the flip side, if you're selling a home and you have an older system and you're worried about it, or you're thinking about replacing it, we can come in and tell you really at what degree does it need to be replaced? How many years approximately could you get out of it? Of course, that's a really hard number to tell because there's so many different factors, but we can come out and give you our best judgment. Occasionally, we have people who are actually in their forever home. They already bought their house and they're happy with it. And they ask us to come out just because it's been a long time since they've really had their system inspected from point A to point B. And they just want to know what they're dealing with.
Okay. And so where are you located at?
We're based out of Edmond, but we service the OKC metro area.
Okay. Okay. And I know on your website, you actually have articles that are tips to help homeowners. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Education is a really important pillar to how we operate our company. And we have a running blog. We also, if you follow us on social media, there's infographics that come up. We do a lot of presentations trying to inform people. And of course, whenever we're in a homeowner's house and we're talking to them about their system, we do our best to make sure that they're educated so they know what the issue is, and we describe it to them, really take the time to leave them understanding what their situation is. It feels really unethical to us to ever have a homeowner have us walk away without them having any idea of what's going on. And a lot of people, they want to learn about their home. They might not understand everything about HVAC system, but they're willing to learn and we're willing to teach. So the blog that you're seeing on our website is just one part of that. We share it on our social media regularly, but if you have any questions about HVAC, you can go to our blog. And there's dozens of articles in there based on different topics. If there's something, if your question didn't get answered for whatever reason, where our phones are open, you could email, call, text, and reach out, and we will absolutely prioritize getting you that question answered.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I have your contact information in the show notes, but would you give the address for your website again?
It is www.familiamechanical.com. You can find us on Google.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. And I really encourage people to go look at your website because, like I said, or like you said, there's a lot of information there. And I know people that know you and they trust you. And so I recommend you as one of the people that you can reach out to for the HVAC and other items and duct cleaning, things like that for the home. So anyway, Katie, thank you again for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
I do apologize that I lost some of the connection with Kate towards the end of the interview, but I really do appreciate her coming on. I do have their information, their phone number, and their website in the show notes. I do encourage you to look at their website, get some information about how to better take care of your home. And if you need help, give them a call. And I do want to touch on some of the real estate news before we go into our next segment. The 30-year mortgage is about 6.91% right now. It said that the elevated mortgages continue to weigh down the new home buying, and even the refinance applications are down so far this year. Now let's talk about some things to do this weekend. The Oklahoma Railway Museum train rides, they start this weekend. They're every first and third Saturday of the month, April through August. It's a great time. It's on the east side of Oklahoma City. Been out there. We rode the trains. We've seen the museum there. Just, it's a lot of fun. Whether you're an older person or whether you're a kid, it doesn't matter. Everybody likes trains. OklahomaRailwayMuseum.org is the website. Also this weekend on April 6th is the Reining in the Arts show. It's a free outdoor event. It's family-friendly, pet-friendly. It's a festival that celebrates the community, the arts, and local artists. And it's going to take place in multiple locations around the Chisholm Trail Heritage Center and Museum. And, of course, that is in Duncan. I have the information online as well. Thank you again for joining me for this episode of the Oklahoma Living and Real Estate Show. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. I serve Oklahoma as a realtor with Bricks and Branches Realty. If there's anything in the world I can do to help you regarding buying or selling a home, please reach out to me, 405-352-8186. Enjoy your weekend. Make it a good weekend in Oklahoma, and God bless.